family of the Holy Prophet agreed on the death of Jesus. Besides this unanimity of opinion, among the companions, opinion held in the family of the Holy Prophet also supports the belief that Jesus died in the normal way. Imam Hassan, recounting the events relating to the death of Hazrat Ali, is reported to have said, أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ قُبِضَ اللَّيْلَةَ رَجُلٌ لَمْ يَسْبِقْهُ الْأَوَّلُونَ وَلَا يُدْرِكْهُ الْآخَرُونَ قَدْ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَبْعَثُهُ الْمَبْعَثَ فَيَكْتَنِفُهُ جِبْرَائِيلُ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ وَمِيكَائِيلُ عَنْ شِمَالِهِ فَلَا يَنْثَنِي حَتَّى يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لَهُ وَمَا تَرَكَ إِلَّا 700 دِرْهَمٍ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَشْتَرِيَ بِهَا خَادِمًا وَلَقَدْ قُبِضَ فِي اللَّيْلَةِ الَّتِي عُرِجَ فِيهَا بِرُوحِ عِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ لَيْلَةَ 27 مِنْ رَمَضَانَ. The man who has died today is without an equal in many respects. He had none like him either amongst his predecessors or among his successors. When the Holy Prophet sent him to battle, he had Gabriel on his right and Michael on his left to assist him. He never returned from a battle except as victor. He left 700 dirhams as a bequest. He had saved this to purchase a slave's freedom. He died during the 27th night of the month of Ramadan, the same night that the spirit of Jesus was raised to heaven. From this remark of Imam Hassan, it appears that even according to the family of the Holy Prophet, Jesus died in the ordinary way. Unless they believed this, Imam Hassan could not have said that Hazrat Ali died the same night that Jesus' spirit ascended to heaven. Besides the companions of the Holy Prophet and his family, later doctors of religion have also testified to the death of Jesus. They were devotees of the Holy Quran, of the utterances of the Holy Prophet, of opinions held by the companions and by the family of the Holy Prophet. It seems that whether or not Jesus had died did not strike them as a very important question. Therefore, they did not pronounce on the question as such, nor have their views on the subject been preserved. But as far as the recorded opinions of the later doctors of Islam go, these leave no doubt that even they believed Jesus had died. It is recorded in Majma' al-Bahr that according to Imam Malik, Jesus died in the natural way. In short, the Holy Quran, the traditions, the consensus of opinion among the companions and the family of the Holy Prophet, and the opinions of the doctors of Islam all support belief in the death of Jesus. All of them teach that Jesus died like all mortals. It is wrong, therefore, to say that by attributing death to Jesus, we dishonor Jesus, and that therefore, by implication, we deny the Holy Quran and the traditions of the Holy Prophet. We do not dishonor Jesus. Instead of dishonoring Jesus, we have a genuine conception of the oneness of God and point to the high spiritual rank to which our Holy Prophet belongs. We honor Jesus because Jesus himself would not have subscribed to a belief which is derogatory to the conception of the oneness of God, which helps shirk, associating others with God, and detracts from the spiritual status of the Holy Prophet. Now, dear reader, you can see for yourself who is in the right. we or our opponents? Is it for them to be offended by us, or for us to be offended by them? They set up a man as the equal of God. They propose a belief which entails indignity to the Holy Prophet. It is they who lend support to the enemies of Islam. They who weaken Islam.